All right. How are we doing? Who's got a good one? Tom, tell us yours. Tell us the one you told me earlier. Listen to this one. I think this one is powerful.
Don't moan. We buy houses with cat stink for cash.
Don.
That's beautiful, but I've bought houses with cat pee, and I think the owners don't actually smell it. They've been in it so long,
they don't even smell it anymore. Hey, let me tell you a story. I grew up in the fish business. My grandmother owned the fish market. When I was 7 years old, I used to weigh scallops up on the Thursday night for the Friday fry. And I worked my way through high school and college at that fish market. And when you'd go in there, you could smell it. When you came out of there, after you started working for a while, you couldn't smell a thing. And I'd be walking home from after working in that fish market all day, and my friends would pull up and say, "Hey, you want a ride?" And I'd say, "Sure." And I'd hop in. It's like they go about 10 yards and get out. Smell is that bad. All right, who's got another one?
Avoid losing your good credit. Call me. I'll tell you how.
Good. So your headline is avoid losing your credit?
Your good.
Okay.
Raise cash fast. I'll buy your house and pay your closing costs.
Yeah, raise cash fast. I like that. Who's got another one? Marina?
This is kind of silly. 1, 2, 3, you can be free, exclamation point. Cold cash for your house.
Yeah, good. I don't think that's going to be at the top. It'll be at the top of the list. 1, 2, 3, that's right. Good for you. Anybody else want to share? All right, then let's go on to Yellow Pages. Anybody ever think of putting an ad in the Yellow Pages? Nope, it's done. I did it. I did it for a couple of years. I was getting some decent response. Oh, I wanted to pass around these. These are postcards. These are actually when I first started. I don't use these postcards anymore. If you call the number on them, you won't get... I'm going to put one back there, too. You won't get me, but they were effective for a while. Like anything, that after a while, they stopped becoming effective. And once we had other things that were pulling in more, we went to the other. But it tells a story on the back. You know, it gets people interested and intrigued. And we try to get them on a call to action. Do I put my picture on there? Yeah. I put my picture on there. Because I got an honest face. Because I'm an honest guy. My mother told me I've got a face for radio. All right, Yellow Pages. What do we want to do with the Yellow Pages? ADA, everything. You notice the pattern here? ADA, attention, interest, desire, action. What you've got to know about Yellow Pages is that it's a one-year commitment, and it can be expensive, and it's a commitment you can't get out of because they've got your telephone number and they put it on your telephone bill. And if you stop paying it, you're going to have that number disconnected. So they got you. So be careful if you're going to decide to do it. If you're in a buyer's market, great. If you're in a seller's market, not so great. So consider that when you're going to put it in there. Then consider size. Just a small one in there is $400 a month, $250. Some of the ones I'm going to show you are about $1,000 a month. Don't copy from other people. Why do you think you shouldn't copy from other people? You'll get sued.
You'll look like everybody else.
You'll look like everybody else. That's the main reason right there. Say that again.
Theirs might not work.
Who knows if they know what they're doing? You know, when you copy them, you spend a bunch of money, and yours doesn't work, and yours doesn't work either. You know? Say, "Oh, they're just like theirs. Why doesn't mine work?" Because theirs never did. So don't copy your competition. And then test. Before you put a Yellow Pages ad in, you should be testing that ad through something else. You should test it through the classifieds, test it through some direct mail. Test it. Make sure you're getting some sort of response from that ad and use a winning ad in your Yellow Pages so you know you got something that's working. What makes them so good? Here's a couple. Actually, there's quite a few on this. What's the first thing you see when you see this? Yeah, Bill buys houses because it's diagonal and it's going across. And look, Bill also tells a story, you know. Sell your house today is in reverse print. Do you own an unwanted house and want to sell fast? We charge you no fees, fast solution for your situation. Behind on payments, divorce, need repairs, all other reasons. These are common situations that we handle daily. So he goes on and he tells a story. He gets as much in there. He gets his money's worth. You know, then he specializes in buying waterfront houses. We buy pretty houses, $200,000 and up. So Bill's got a pretty good ad here. You can call him 24 hours as well. He covers everything. Now, did you notice that this guy buys houses? Why didn't you notice that he buys houses? Yeah. Because his main headline is his office. What good is that? There's a lesson right there. Who cares what your company name is? You want to attract these people. Bill's going to buy a lot more houses than this Middleton guy because you don't know he buys houses except when you get right in there, way down below. You think he's a real estate agent, which he is. He's got the realtor sign, but you don't. The ad's not doing what it wants to. We buy houses over here, cash. It's in red. It's smaller than the other one. But did your eyes go over there? Where did your on this page, where do you think your eyes went first? Of course, they went to Bill. But after Bill, who else? Then where? They can either go one of two ways. Usually goes up here. People will look at pictures first. Remember this. People will look at pictures, and people will look at things that are round. Scientifically proven. Yep, things that are round. So you see Bill, you see all these people over here in suits, which probably turns people off. And then you're, if your eye's going to wander, you're going to start seeing things that are in red and yellow. Here's another page. Yeah, where did your eyes go? We buy ugly houses. Home investors. There's a couple on this page as well. Your eye, now look at this. Look at this ad. Did your eyes go from this yellow, we buy ugly houses, down to here to Harvester? What did a Harvester tell you? Nothing. It's like, what the heck is that? Harvester. It's a big moon. Did you notice what's in Harvester? A circle? Yep. But Harvester spends half his ad on his name. And then he go over here, we buy houses. I mean, what's the purpose of the ad? The purpose of the ad is to, we buy houses. He should have had that up front. Should have had the Harvester down here in a little corner. Then you get some more up there. We buy houses. Did you notice the reverse print at the very top? That's a we buy houses. Reverse print doesn't pull, doesn't attract as much as people think. And that's why you went from we buy ugly houses to yellow down to the circle, and then your eye starts to glance around the page, and you really have to work to see that we buy houses up in the top left-hand corner, even though that's the biggest ad on the page. He would have been better off if he had, look how small his we buy houses is. He should have had that we buy houses three times the size of that and made, after he catches the interest, then they can start reading through the ad. So telephone pages work as long as you have an ad that's working.
I'm not sure, but I guess that HomeBusters is the most successful on that whole page. I know they're national.
Yeah, I would assume. Right. HomeBusters is a franchise.
Yeah, yep. It's all over the country.
Though. Yep. And
but there's a point. You know what I'm saying? That ad. The eyes went to that ad,
right.
But I would bet that makes more money.
Oh, I would absolutely makes more money. Yeah, because absolutely. People are going to go when they need a problem, when they need a solution to the problem, they're going to go to the first person that shows a solution. So they'll call there first. Now, if they call that 800 number and nobody picks up the phone, then they're going somewhere else. Yep. So that's why it's important, your response. Was there a question back there? How you handle your response is really important.
I was just going to say with that ad, I'm sure with the yellow one, they could have had it half the size and still be just as effective.
Yeah, he might have been able to have it half the size and just be as effective. Another thing is this is a national company, so they probably tested a lot of stuff. But saying that, again, don't copy anybody unless you know that it works, that it's working. Now, you may take a look at that and say, hey, that looks like a good ad. Change it, you know what I mean? Make it into a classified in your local newspaper. Send it out on a direct mail piece. Maybe put it on a coupon and see if it's going to pull anything. If it starts to pull, you know what you should do? If you're interested in Yellow Pages ads, now they only go once a year. You got to call up and find out when it renews. And between now and the time it renews, test as much as you can, see what works, and then make that your Yellow Pages ad. You know, we've got an ad in the Yellow Pages, not for We Buy Houses. We've got one for our real estate brokerage company. And it's a picture of my sister and a picture of a telephone, and it says, free. Call now for your free over-the-phone market analysis. And that's it. And the phone rings and rings and rings. And the competition always asks us, you know, your ad doesn't say anything. You can't even see your company name. Like, I know. I got to change it. All right, let's go over business cards. We may run a little bit past 12 on these business cards, but bear with me. We'll give you the full hour for lunch. Business cards. Business cards don't. Don't tell people how great you are. Who cares? They don't care. They want you to solve their problem. Don't tell them how long you've been in business. Don't tell them how great your quality of service is. So what? Don't tell them that you can sell them, don't tell them that you can sell their home if you're not a licensed agent. That's important. A lot of people make that mistake. If you're not licensed, don't put it on there that you can sell it. You're going to buy it and sell it, but you're not going to sell it for them. You don't need to tell them on your business card how many houses you bought. You may put that in your credibility kit for credibility, but it doesn't need to be in your business card. What your business card should be an advertising brochure. Should state, should have your should have the intention, get people's attention, should get their interest, should tell a story. How you're going to solve their problem should be on the card. The more you tell, the more you sell. Fill the front and the back writing with those cards. Make sure you put it on the card. What's in it for them? They're not going to call you if you don't. Let them know how you can help them. List a bunch of situations that they may be in. And then use colors that make the card stand out. You think this stands out? That's my card. I've been using it for about 8 years. Pass that around. Let's go over why it works. Number one, this card is great because I just drop it at different places. People look down at it and they pick it up. Essentially, it's got an orange and it says cash. We're going to go over the 20 different places to put these cards. But look, it's number one, it's got four sides to it. We buy houses cash, this is the front. We can solve your problem. Look inside for more details. But what if they don't look inside? What if they pick it up upside down? Then it says, here are a few ways we can be of service. We will make a cash offer and close quickly. We will lease your home, make your payments, be responsible for all maintenance, pay cash when we buy and handle all the paperwork at no expense to you. Am I solving all their problems in that sentence? You know, they don't have to do anything. They have to sit back and wait till I come with the cash. We can use creative financing to purchase your home so that everyone comes out a winner. Win, win, win. It's not somebody trying to steal the house. Then on the inside, now you really can't see that. That's the card. On the inside of the card, it says, homeowner, do you have a house that you need to sell quickly? Then I cover all the different possibilities that I think that somebody might be needing to sell. Is it vacant? Does it need repairs? Do you owe liens, fire damage, bad tenants, 100% finance? Divorced, relocating, foreclosure, behind on payments? Do you have small equity or do you have double payments? These are common problems that can happen to anyone. Now I'm getting into their head. We buy houses from people in situations just like yours in almost any area or any price. We can pay cash with no contingencies and close in a few days if needed. We will handle all the paperwork and make all of the arrangements. We're not realtors. We should change that. We are not acting as realtors because we are now. We are real estate investors who buy 10 to 15 houses per month and would like to buy more. You get a quick sale with no hassles and put your worries behind you. Call now to find out how we can help you solve your problem. And I have looks like my signature. P.S. Save this card. Even if you don't need it right now, perhaps we can be of service to you in the future. Member of the Better Business Bureau. Yep.
Being a realtor, don't you have to acknowledge that you are a realtor?
Whenever I go into negotiations, I need to acknowledge that I am a realtor. I need to disclose that. Yes. And most states stay at the earliest possible time. For instance, I was negotiating the house that I had to leave the call from earlier. I went right to the offer. There was a couple of things that they wanted. There was a couple of things that I wanted. We were going back and forth on price. I would have paid up to $110,000 for this house. I started at $87,000 on my negotiating. They were really adamant on getting 100, and we were at around 94,000, and now I'm thinking I might be able to get them below 100. So between 94 and 100, now I know I would have paid 110, but I want to make a stand here, so they think that they're getting a bargain while I'm negotiating. So they said to me, "What is there anything that we could do so that we could get you up to 100?" And I looked, and there was wallpaper all over the place. I knew it was going to take me a while to get it all down. So I said, "Well, why don't we make a deal? You remove all the wallpaper before we move, and I'll pay you 100." So that was part of the contingencies on the offer. So it was a contingent upon that. It was a contingent upon a home inspection, which I always do, even though I'm a licensed contractor. And it was a contingent upon an appraisal being done, either a market analysis or appraisal,